Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day that the Lord has kept us and kept us with our minds stayed on him. He kept us from seen and unseen danger. He kept us another week. As I always say, the same thing. The word don't change, you know. We were here, those that were here on last week, there's some that's not here today. We're blessed, y'all. We're blessed. Every day that the Lord allows us to see a brand new day, we are blessed. That was my grandson that was helping me this morning to open up. He was singing, "Don't You Be Deceived." He just turned 3 on yesterday, and I thank God that, you know, he's very mannerable and everything. He'll say, "Thank you," when you give him something. I mean, a day and time like that, oh, yes, I thank God. I thank God. Because there's so much going on, I tell you. I want to give honor where honor's due when you're honoring, you're worshiping God. I tell you, even the children, we have to train our children. Oh, yes, we do. Well, anyway, as I always say, there's always something going on. I just wanted to express it. That was my little grandson that was helping me open up on today, and I thank God for him. Thank God for keeping him. Thank God for keeping all my children, my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, relatives, friends, and even our enemies on today. Those that hate us without a cause over here at the Red Church. But, you know, we're going to keep on keeping on. We got to contend for the faith that was once given to the saints. Somebody got to hold up the bloodstone banner for the Lord. Somebody got to stand. You know, having done all to remain standing, even though it looked like everything's falling down around about us, but oh my God, God still holds everything in his hand on today. I just thank him. I just thank him. I just praise him on today. I mean, so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for. Through dangerous toils and snares. Oh yes, even when the enemy was out there this week, I'm telling you, he's after you every day. You know, but, you know, God held back the hands of death, and he protected us from seeing and unseen danger, y'all. Sometimes you think you can see everything. Unseen danger he protected us from on this week, and we just thank him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do thank you and worship you and magnify you, exalt your holy and righteous name on today, God. We pray in the name of Jesus and plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you in this last hour. God, we thank you for your word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet, is a light unto our path. God, help us to keep our mind stayed on you. You said you keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. Oh, God, we pray in the name of Jesus and plead the blood of Jesus over those that are battling different things in their mind on today. We know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but you come to give us life and that life more abundantly on today, God. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for everything that you've done, every door you open, every way that you made. We honor you on today, God. We pray for those that are in bereavement on this week, oh God. We pray and plead the blood of Jesus over their families, God. We pray that you would draw someone to the foot of the cross saying, what must I do to be saved before time is too late? God, we pray for those that are suicidal and battling different things in their mind, oh God, where the enemy is trying to tell them to kill themselves, oh God, and this is it, and I just can't take it and just can't make it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over that spirit on today, God. We just know that you are a mind regulator and a heart fixer on today. We pray, oh God, against everything that the enemy is trying to do in this last hour, to try to control this nation, oh God, and trying to take people away from the word of truth. In this last hour, we plead the blood of Jesus over every foul spirit, everything that's not like you, in the name of Jesus. You said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church in this last hour. We pray in the name of Jesus, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you, oh God. You said, a nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell, God. We pray for this sin-sick nation. Oh, God, violence still in the land, oh, God. And here and there, people are running, don't know which way to go, oh, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over that young lady on today, oh, God, that's running away from home, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over her mind, God, that she would seek you, oh, God, and turn, oh, God, from her weaker ways. God, we pray for our youth today, God. Battling different situations and circumstances, oh God. We pray for our youth, oh God. We pray, oh God, for these leaders that are leading people away and astray from the word of God in this last hour. We plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you, oh God. I pray that you will think through my mind on today and speak through my lips of clay. And I pray that he that has an ear will hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto the church on today. We just plead the blood of Jesus. We just thank you for the word of God, because everything else is going down but your word. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil is still defeated. God is still exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for still being Lord. Oh, God, still saving, still healing, still delivering those that want to be set free on today. In the name of Jesus, you just have a little bit of faith. Oh, just a mustard seed of faith. He said, faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. You don't need a lot. Just use what you got. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. I'm telling you today, and your faith will grow as you hear the word of God. The word of God says, how can you hear without a preacher? If the preacher's not preaching the word of God to build you up, in the name of Jesus, in this last hour, we're telling you to get into the word of God for yourself. Run for your life. Run for your soul. You wherever you are, in your car, in your home, in your bathroom, wherever you are, walking the street, wherever you are, God can talk to you right there. He can speak to you right there and say, you know, you need to give your life to him. Give him a try. You done tried everything, and it seems that everything else has failed. You don't know which way to go, and your back is against the wall. Try Jesus, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Just try. Just give him a try. Just taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, yes, I tell you, in Jesus' name we pray. I tell you, like I said, from one week to another, is so much going on, violence every day, every day. And, you know, and somebody's leaving. Every minute, every second, somebody's gone. I'm telling you, but we here at the Reddit Church want to contend for the faith that was once given to the saints. The word of God is still the same, y'all. It still remains the same. It still is as effective as it was over 2,000 years ago. He's still God. He said, I don't change. He said, my word changed not. And we thank God for that on today. And we must contend for the faith. Contend means to keep on. Keep on. Keep on in Christ. Keep on seeking his word. Keep on seeking his faith. And turn it from our wicked ways. Yeah, we were born in sin, but you can be born again on today. I don't care what you've battled, what you've been in. I mean, you may be into drugs. You may be a prostitute. I don't care what you've done or who you are. Today, God will set you free. All you take is just one step to him. You don't even have to get into a 12-step program. Just take one step to Jesus. And out of all this sin that we've accumulated over the years, more sin, born in sin, and accumulating more sin on top of sin, he will wash it away in just a minute or second if you just trust him and believe him. Turn it over to the Lord, and he will work it out for you. I am a living witness. He set me free. Nobody else could set me free. Nobody else could heal my body. Nobody else could deliver me but the Lord, and I trust him. And I'm still trusting him. I'm still holding on to God's unchanging hand because God knows his hand is the only one that's not changing. I tell you, I get so excited because there's so much going on and we're running out of time and the enemy is working quick and fast. It seems that the devil knows, but people don't believe that Jesus is coming soon. I'm telling you, the word of God is being fulfilled. I tell you, and that's why they want to ban the word of God. That's why they don't want you to read the word of God, because they know it's power in the word of God. They know it's knowledge. You're going to receive knowledge in the word of God. You would know what's taking place right now when you get into the word of God. I just heard that they was trying to ban the word of God, talking about, you know, because it got sexual explicit things in the Bible. Oh, my God. Any way that the devil, anything he can try to do to discourage you and to take you away from the word of God, because he knows there's life in the word of God. It's just like it will sustain you. It will keep you just like you eat physically. If you don't eat, if you didn't eat the rest of your life, you would die. You know what I'm saying? If you don't eat, your body be lacking of your nutrients and everything and water, I'm telling you, you would die. And that's the same way spiritually. If you don't read the word of God, if you don't feed your spirit, the word of God should give us our daily bread. This is something you need to do daily. Seek God daily. Seek his face daily. Get up early. Early will I seek thee, O Lord. Oh, yes, because we're running out of time. As I say, violence is filling the land. Oh, yes, and every day is always something going on. But, you know, the word don't change. Jesus is still the same. He will set you free today if you just trust him. As I said, you know, you see so much and you hear so much from day to day. I was reading this morning. I just saw in the paper where a mother, son, just stabbed her, and she's fighting for her life, and her daughter was 22, and the son killed his sister. I'm telling you, 22 years old, and the mother's in the hospital now fighting for her life. I'm telling you, the love of many has waxed cold. I mean, even in your own home, the word of God say your enemy will be of your foe. Your loved ones, people that you grew up with, in the same house with, would be against you. Sometimes people sleeping with the enemy and don't even know. You're sleeping in the bed with somebody that you think love you and ready to stab you in the back, ready to destroy you. I'm telling you, put no trust in man. Keep your trust in the true and living God on today. I'm telling you, and then I was, it's so much taking place. It's just so much taking place. Then there was another young man that he didn't even steal the water out of the store. He lost his life. So the man thought that he was stealing water from out of his store and shot the young black boy in the back. Killed the boy over some water that he didn't even steal. He when he got out the door, he didn't have nothing. I'm telling you, the devil is at work. He's killing, he's stealing, and he's destroying people's lives. And I don't understand why people don't understand that the devil is real. He already told you in the word of God, and that's why they don't want you to read the word of God, because it will warn you of impending danger. And it will also tell you something that will save your life. You know, but it seems that you can do any and everything but call on the name of Jesus or use the Bible. and the devil get really upset. That should let you know right there that there's power in the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And I was telling my children, I was saying, I said, you know, even if people wasn't even saved years ago, I mean, we all were born in sin, and you'd have had to be saved to know that the Bible was true, because, you know, we had morals. We had good morals and values. You know, we cared what we said, and we respect one another. But not today. Not today. Mother against daughter, father against son, brother and sister. I mean, just chaos. Chaos, confusion. All everywhere. Oh, my God. Who is that? Who could that be but Satan? You know, he's the one that kills, steal, and destroy. But God's word says he come to give us life, and that life more abundantly. And that's what we want you to have over here at the Ready Church. We're trying to help you to understand that, you know, it's all about God's word. And the devil knows that it's all about God's word. That's why he's trying to destroy God's word, trying to discredit God's word, trying to discredit God's people. That's Satan's job, is to undermine God's word. That's his job. He wants to undermine God's word. You know, by saying, did God really say that? Is it the Bible is really what we need? I mean, that's what he used with Eve in the garden. Did God really say that? To bring doubt. People are doubting God's word today. These preachers have put a spin on the word of God, done brought in false doctrine, false teaching, lies, you know, lies from the pits of hell, you know, and brought in perversion and heresy and all this stuff in the house of God until they brought doubt. That people doubt God's word now. Don't even believe God's word. Don't even respect God's word or his people. This world has been turned upside down. I'm telling you, everything that was right is wrong. Good is bad and bad is good. You know, right is wrong and wrong is right. You know, holiness is out. No, holy, what is that? No, I'm whole, you know, to do whatever I want to do and say whatever I want to say. And I'm telling you, these ministers have brought in all this mess, you know, this itching ear doctrine and teaching. Itching ear is what you want to hear. People giving you what you want to hear, not what you need. And the devil knows that. He comes to kill you. He comes to steal and destroy your life, you know. That's his goal, is to discredit God's word, to take you away from God's word. That's the devil's goal. But don't you let him do it. Get your Bible. Get along with God. Pray and ask God to open up your understanding to his word. Lord, I need you. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord. Even though my brother and sister might need you, but I got to call on you for myself. This is a personal journey. This is a personal test that you got to take. And nobody else can go through it but you. And can't nobody take the test for you but you. And if you fail the test, you need to go back over it again. You know? You'll keep going back over until you get it. You know? But that's the time we're living in. And like I said, it's to discredit God's word. But we here to where the church wants you to know, you must contend for the faith. We got to stand. Somebody got to stand up for righteousness. Somebody got to stand up for holiness. Holy and righteous living, y'all. We just can't live any kind of way. Live like the devil and think you're going to make it to heaven. Come on, that don't even make sense. You know, it wouldn't be no need for good and bad and right and wrong if you just do whatever you want to do and make it to heaven. The word of God said, in the beginning, God made heaven and earth. It was just heaven and earth. It wasn't even a hell. But because Lucifer wanted to take over heaven and got kicked out of heaven to the earth, and that's where we are, the enemy was kicked out to the earth because he wanted to control heaven. And that same spirit is back in the land today. The men of the earth, the rulers of this earth, wants to take over and control everything. Did you not notice everything? People want to control everything. And if they're in a relationship, one just want to control the other one. you know, on the job. You know, you can't tell nobody nothing because, I mean, if you you're supposed to be the lead, and then the other one's trying to tell you, they know your job better than you do, and you're supposed to be teaching and training them. Come on now. This is the time we're living in. It's all about control. The devil wants to control the earth. He wants to control. Men want to control men. I mean, look how even with COVID, how they shut down everything. Just speak one word. The word. Just speak one word. It shut everything down. And what? We have to be connected together, what, computers and TV and all this stuff. That's how everything gets turned around. And the number one thing, as I always say, is religion now. People don't have a personal relationship with God. You can just be religious, just go to church, been going to church all your life, you know, but never had a personal relationship with God. These are the men that's ruling and running these churches today. You know, don't know God. And they're leading you even further and further, you know, into sin. Instead of telling you you need to be born again because they ain't born again. If they ain't born again, they ain't going to tell you to be born again. They telling you do whatever you want to do. It's your thing. Do whatever you want to do. And that's not what the Word of God said. The Word of God said you must deny you. That's what you do. Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Say, Lord, hey, it's me. It's me, oh, Lord. I need help. I need to be saved. I need to be set free. I want to be delivered. Renew my mind, God, in the Word of God. And God, take control of my life and lead me. Lead me and guide me into all truth. And that was the problem. You know, like I said, when he was kicked out to the earth, let's read it. Revelation 12 and 9. Well, we over here in the Red Church just want to help you. Come on. We want to help you. We're running out of time. Oh, yes, false teaching and preaching everywhere. People just doing whatever they want to do, all in the name of Jesus. But it's not the Jesus of Nazareth. You know, the men of Jesus, people name their children Jesus. You know? But there's only one Jesus that came from Nazareth, honey. And he will save your soul. He will make you whole. That Jesus. He came to save you from your sin. And you can be born again. Where Adam and Eve fell from not obeying God. And man don't want to obey God now. That's why they said a new world order. Out with you, God. Out with the old way of having churches. Out with the Word of God. We got computers and we got our cell phones. Everything out. Change everything. Man wants to be God. Man wants to take over God. And we know it'll never be. That's why God had to send the flood. And only 8 were saved, Noah and his family. I think they said it was like 12 billion people at that time because, you know, people were living longer then, you know, than now. And it was more people then than now. So it was only 8 people saved in Noah's time. What that means they ain't going to be saved now. Oh, my God. That's something to think about. Only 8 then? And were more people then? And it's less people now? That's something to think about. We need to get our house in order, y'all. Jesus is coming. People are constantly dying every day, every minute, every second. I'm telling you. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Come on. Run for your life. Right here in Revelation 12 and 9 says, the great dragon, that's the devil, was cast out, Lucifer. Cast out that old serpent. He got many names now. Listen, that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called what? The devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. Did it say half of the world? Deceive some of the people? No, it said the whole world. And we're in this world, but we're not to be of this world. And he said deceive. When somebody deceive you, they trick you. They con you. You know, they undermine you, you know, they manipulate you. Come on now. He said, we're cast out to the whole world. He was cast out to the earth and his angels was cast out with him. As we know, a third of the angels fell too. As we go back and read into Isaiah, it tells you when Satan, you know, wanted to take over heaven, and, you know, he was kicked out into the earth, and a third of the angels was kicked out with him, and they was kicked out to the earth. We live on the earth. Hello? We live on the earth, y'all. And then it says, was kicked out into the earth. And let's see, and the angel was cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven, now come salvation and strength and the kingdom of God and the power of Christ, of Christ. For the accusers of the brethren is cast down. That's the devil. He's always an accuser. Accusing. It's that which accuses them before God day and night. He's accusing. He accuses. He accuses. And say, and they overcome him by the blood. The only thing that you, only way you're going to be able to overcome the devil is by the blood of Jesus. Lord, help me to slow down because I get so upset because my mind be on so many different things of what I see that's just not right. And it really bothers me to be able to see this stuff and not help. I want to help somebody. You know, I feel just like, you know, God felt when he, you know, he looked down and saw how man was, you know, was the wickedness and the evil and the violence and everything. He hated that he ain't made man. And I know he got to feel that way now. It's so much mess. You know, the woman down a loose mess. And then you look around, everything loose. Everybody. Everything inclusion and everything. Oh, my God, secular, everything. You know, come on, y'all. The word of God said, and he overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Let's talk about Jesus. And by the word of that testimony, your testimony, you overcome by the, your testimony. And by the love, they love not their lives unto death. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let's go to, I was going to read all that, but no. Well, let's go. Well, yeah, let's continue this. Therefore, rejoice, ye heaven, and ye that dwell in them. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, judgment, anger, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. Come on, y'all. The devil knows he has but a short time. That's why you're seeing the mess you're seeing take place in the church now, because he know he has but a short time, and he's trying to deceive many. And he's deceiving many, and he got a plan of them doing what he wanted to do. The devil, we just read it. He knoweth that he has but a short time. He know he's running out of time. Because he knows he's running out of time. Oh, my God. Let's go to Job. You always got to have a look like a foundation here. No. Well, now we know the devil can't stop to the earth. We live on the earth, y'all. And we see violence filling the land on the earth, y'all. Come on. Come on. Why you got time? Come on. Come on. Mm-mm-mm. Yes, Lord. Well, anyway, I'm gonna go on. Okay, Job 2, and verse. Let's see, Job 2 and verse 2 says, "No, let's go." Let's see. Yeah, verse 2, and chapter 2, and the Lord said unto Satan, "From whence comest thou?" And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And then he says, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? For there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one to fear God and eschew evil. Is anybody running from evil today? That's the kind of man that Job was. Don't you want to be like that? Run from evil? No, people ain't running from evil. They doing evil. They killing, stealing, and destroying people alive. You know, the Bible said there's pleasure in sin and people enjoying it. Pleasure in sin. The Lord knows you need to be born again. And how you be born again is accept Christ in your life before time is too late. The Bible says in Proverbs 22 and verse 28, it says, look, remove not the ancient landmark which your father has set. Don't remove it. Don't move the landmark. We got to contend for the faith, y'all. We can't remove it. We can't get rid of it. We can't reestablish it. We can't set up a something new now. So, you know, talking about God doing a new thing. You listen to Jakes and them, you know, Jesus is not the only way. But now there's many ways to God. That's not what the Bible says. Many ways to God. The Bible said there's only one way, and that way is Jesus. And we don't need to be trying to change nothing because Jakes ain't God. Even though you look at these people like Juanita Bynum bowing down to him, come on, I'm indebted to you the rest of my life. How are you indebted to a man, a creature just like yourself, not the creator? We're still being indebted to Christ, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. You see how they doing? Trying to remove the word of God. That's the same thing Satan did when he went up to Eve, trying to make her doubt God's word, saying God doing a new thing now. Well, you go ahead and eat that apple. You see, you're going to be wise like God. That means you're going to be like God. And this is why you got that new teaching too, you know, little gods and we gods and all that. We're not God. You're not God. I'm not God. We ain't created no heaven. We ain't created no earth, no bees, no birds, no trees. No moon, no stars. You ain't created nothing. The rain to come down and the sun to shine and the snow. Come on now. Did you do that? Can you do that? Can Jason and them do that? These people y'all worshiping like they God? Come on, get your mind back. Get your focus back. In the word of God, the Bible said, remove not the landmark. The landmark is Jesus Christ. His word is the basic foundation. Prayer and the commandments. All the things that they're trying to get rid of now. That's your lifeline. Throw out the lifeline. Somebody's sinking today. You don't have to sink. You don't have to fall. We're trying to pick you up here at the Ready Church. We're trying to tell you to contend for the faith. Believe God's word. God's word don't change. He said his word is the same today, forever, yesterday, today, and forevermore. Say his word changes not. But now they're talking about a new order, you know, trying to change God's word, bringing in this prosperity and inclusion. You include in and everything in your life. That's what has messed up the church, taking the word of God out, putting your own words in, putting your own thoughts. Doing your own thing. Yeah, many ways to God. Changing God's word. Evolution right in your face. You're a monkey now. You're an ape. You didn't come from your mother's womb now. Come on, y'all. Come on, trying to change God's plan to the man's plan. Man's goal is to control. It's man's goal. It's to control. And they're using these preachers to take y'all away from the word of God. Loosen everything. Control, control. Take over. Take over the earth. That's what they were doing when they were building the tower. The Tower of Babel. Nimrod was calling men together, brotherhood and all that. You know, trying to build this tower to reach heaven. And God had to come down and confound it, you know, and spread out, you know, and change to different languages so that it would bring confusion, which brought Babel. When you, it's confusion. Mean Babel, you babbling off, you know. You say sometimes somebody saying something, you say, what you say? Oh, they just babbling off at the mouth, running off at the mouth. You know, babbling, you can't understand what they're saying. Confusion. Chaos. That's what we're on today in the church. Chaos. Confusion. Men trying to be women running the church and women trying to be men running the church. What in the world is happening? He said, remove not. The ancient landmark, remove not me. Don't turn it. Don't change it. Don't cast it away. the word of God said also in Proverbs, write these scriptures down. Proverbs, we just left Proverbs 22 and verse 28. Now we're going over to Proverbs 23 and verse 10. It says the same thing. God repeats himself so you can get it. The word of God said right here, it says, remove not the old landmark and enter not in the fields of the fatherless. No, we got to remain faithful to God. Our Father, which art in heaven, that God, yes, the one that made you, the one that made me. But like I say, you know, these men are trying to rebuild the tower and bringing in confusion. Man wants to be God. You know, the rich men of the world is running things, Rockefeller and the Bilderberg and all that. Come on now. Pope and, you know, and all them people bowing to the Pope. And the Bible said don't bow to no man. And they bowing to the Pope and calling him Father. You most holy Father. Come on. We ain't supposed to do that. The church has gotten off. They gotten off because they stopped praying and started looking at the world and wanting to be like the world and do what the world doing and have what the world have, you know. And there's no good thing in the flesh. The more you get, the more you want. You get a house, you want a bigger one. Look at these rich men of the earth. TDJ, these pastors and stuff that y'all done made rich. But then you got all these, still got all these poor communities and people living on the street and all, hey, come on now. And they're rich getting richer and the poor getting poor. And the Bible said, poor you have with you always, you know? So for people to even start preaching this false doctrine of prosperity, that God wants everybody to be rich. And then you take your eyes off of the word of God and off of your principles, you know, your morals and your values, and you just start thinking about stuff, material stuff, houses, cars, and clothes, and people got so much mess. Oh, my God. And then after that, what? After you get the house, after you get the car, you still going to want something else. Flesh is never satisfied. No good thing in the flesh. Flesh wants to sin, and the Bible said there's pleasure in sin. Yeah, there's enjoyment in sin, but hey, there's a pay for it too. The wages, the pay for sin is death. Come on, y'all. We're running out of time. I just read it to you, the Bible. The devil knows that he has but a short time. Come on, y'all don't see it? You don't see it? Time is winding up, you know? Running out of time. This world's coming to an end, I'm telling you. Getting everything set up for the Antichrist to step right in place. Monetary system, and that's what it's all about, money. And the Bible says you can't serve God and mammon too. You got to choose you, who you're going to serve. You're going to serve your money in your pocket or the true and living God about your soul, because you're going to spend eternity somewhere. This flesh is going to go back to the dust, but your soul is going to spend eternity either in hell or heaven. And it's according to how you live here. This is your dressing up room right here, getting you prepared for the other room. You understand? And somebody said, okay, well, they throw daddies and mama ashes in the sea. But the Bible said that the sea going to give up the dead. Oh, yeah. Everybody going to give an account. Every knee going to bow. Every tongue going to confess. Oh, yeah. And then y'all said, well, y'all been saying Jesus coming. Oh, he's still coming, honey. He's still coming. These are the signs that he's coming. Yeah. This is the sign. Wars and rumors of wars, you know. Famine in the land. Even in New Jersey and some parts of Manhattan and Brooklyn last week had so many nets they couldn't even see. Pestilence. You know? Come on, y'all. So much going on. So much going on. God is trying to get his church ready. He don't want any to perish. The Bible says he don't want any to perish. He loves you. He cares for you. He gave his only begotten son for you. Yes, he shed his blood for you and I, that we may have a right to the tree of life. We're going to, I told you, ain't no preacher, but I'm going to give you the word. I'm going to give you something that can help you. when the devil telling you to kill yourself and the devil telling you there's no way out, I'm pointing you to Jesus. He's your only hope. When your mother, father, and sister and brother forsaking you, Jesus is still there. He walks with you. He'll talk to you. He will hear and answer your prayer when you call on him sincerely, with a sincere heart and mind. He promised to hear and answer. The Bible says in Genesis 3 and verse 4, it said, "And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die." I need to start it to slow it down. Like I said, I'm not a preacher, and I'm bound to make mistakes, you know. I can't preach like a preacher, but anyway, I can give you the word, okay? The word of God says, maybe we should start at the first verse. It said, "Then the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord thy God had made, and said to the woman, Yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree in this garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree in the garden, but the fruit in the midst of the tree, which is in the midst, but the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." Here goes Satan. Here goes the serpent now talking to her. Now, I told you it's the word of God that the devil wants to take from you. The word of God, there's life in the word of God, y'all. But right here he says that the serpent said unto the woman, "You shall not surely die." So he had to bring doubt to her. Don't listen to God. You ain't going to surely die. Because she had just said that he said, if you touch it, lest you touch it, you shall die. And then it says, "For God doeth know," this is a servant talking to her, "God doeth know that the day that ye eat thereof, your eyes going to be open, and ye shall be as God." So that's what we got going on there. People think they God. Man thinks he's God. You're not God. I'm not God. We're not God. You'll never be God. I won't either. How in the world do you think you're going to be smarter than the one that made you, that created you? The word of God said, "In the beginning was God, and the word was God, and the word was God." Come on, y'all. We're running out of time. Get your focus. Get your focus. You're not God. I'm not God. We'll never be God. And because she fell, you know, from God's word, you know, listening to the serpent and people listening to the devil today, that's why you got these preachers in the church cussing, preachers in the church dancing. Did you see Jacob up there dancing? Huffing. Oh, my God. I mean, it's just so nasty to stand up there and shake yourself in front of everybody like that. It is terrible. The church is terrible, y'all. Y'all need to come on out of these institutions. They said, church is a business. It is. It's a business, just like Burger King. Yes, it is. And they're having it their way. Yeah. Come on out. Get into the word of God for yourself. Church started from house to house. They want no arenas and casinos and, coliseums and places like that. They want from door to door, from house to house, sharing the bread of life. The word of God is bread of life for your soul. It sustains your spiritual. It's your spiritual food for your soul, just like your natural food. It sustains your physical body. It's the same thing with the word of God. You need to get into the word of God. It will save you, keep you, lead and guide you into all truth. You need to get back to the word. Get back to the word of God. But like I said, these evil men of the earth, these rich men, they evil. They wicked. Taking you away from truth. Taking you away from the word of God. included in and everything in life now. In and everything going on in the church today. Everybody say. They don't have to have no altar call. Everybody say. Everybody jumping. Everybody dancing. Everybody falling out. Got praise dancers dancing, that weed falling off the head, and it's entertainment. Jake's daughter preaching and her weed falling off, it's entertainment. They got a story off that. Anything that these people do, they make a story out of it, you know? And then put Jesus behind it. Like he got a stamp of approval behind this mess these people doing. Jake's daughter bringing a dog to church. Come on, y'all. She's standing up there in the pulpit with a dog. Come on now. And his wife said she worshiped with the dog. I worship with my dog. Come on now. We're running out of time. This is foolishness. All in the name of Jesus, y'all. More entertainment than the word of God. Ain't nobody being saved. Ain't nobody being set free, delivered. The word of God said he come to heal and set free those that are bound. Yoked up, tied up in sin, which we were born in. He came to that you can be born again and not go back up in your mother's womb, but be born again by the renewing of your mind through the word of God. That's how you get born again, through the word of God, reading the word of God, feeding your spirit every day, giving us our daily bread, You eat daily your physical food, eat daily the word of God. That's how you get stronger and stronger. The more you hear it, the more you believe. The word of God says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. If you don't hear the word of God, how you going to believe the word of God? If they're not preaching the word of God. They're taking you away from the word of God. That's what the devil wants, to destroy the word of God. The word of God is what the devil is after. And even if you don't praise the devil openly, if you're worshiping yourself, you're still under his control. He still lied to you. He still got you. He's still manipulating you. He's still controlling you because you ain't worshiping the true and living God. You need to get up early in the morning and talk to God. Have a talk. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles or whatever you're dealing with. Just go to him. You can talk to him just like I'm talking to you. You know, people's like, I don't know how to pray. Just tell them. Just tell them, pour out your heart. Just like you will pour it out to me. That's how you pray. No fancy words like Jason, them big fancy words. No, uh-uh. But just being honest and sincere heart. Jesus will come in and he'll sup with you. He'll live with you. He will lead and guide you. And he ain't going to do like Rick Warren with the purpose-driven book. No, our God don't drive you. He leads and guides you, okay? Not drive you. Anything driving, you could drive you over a cliff, could drive you into destruction, could drive you away from God's word, and that's what they've done, driven y'all away from God's word. That's what the devil wants. He's attacking God's word. That's why they don't want prayer in the school. That's why they don't want a Bible in school. That's why they don't want the people to mention Jesus. Trying to get rid of the word of God because they know his power in the word of God. Why at all religion but the name of Jesus, I tell you. You can any other religion, you can bring it in the schoolhouse, anything but the word of God. Because there's power, there's deliverance, there's healing in the word of God. And the devil don't want you to get that because he don't want you to be set free. He wants you to go to hell with him. And the word of God says, Isaiah says, hell has enlarged itself. That means he made room for you. It's making room for you. But I would say you don't have to make room for me. I'm not going to hell. Uh-uh. You got to say, for God I live, for God I die. Our young people don't have no guidance. I mean, the parents, I'm telling you, it's just like as in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah when you look at these children. These young people, they humping, bumping, crumping, cussing. Oh my God. I had turned to Facebook, and there was a young man, an older man, supposed to be watching his grandchildren or something. Little boy was cussing away.
had to turn. I said, oh, my God. But we go and see so you can help somebody. They got to know right from wrong. How you going to know right from wrong unless you expose wrong? How you going to do right with a do wrong mind? It starts with your mind, renewing of your mind through the word of God. That's how you renew your mind, through the word of God. Feed your spirit. You feed your flesh. Whatever it wants, the flesh is going on down there and shop today and just buy this and buy that and just feeding that flesh. And then you get it home. And time you get it home and you wear it one time, you want something else. You buy a car and then you have for about a couple of months. Then it's get old. You want something else. See, flesh is never satisfied. You cannot please flesh. There's no good thing in the flesh. Only one that can satisfy you, your longest soul, is Jesus, the word of God. Give you peace in your mind when it's all confusion all around about you. He'll give you peace that surpasses your own understanding. Yes, he will. That's the God we serve. Okay, let's get back to the word of God. I just got to get, I tell you, there's just so much going on. Build a foundation to stand on, and it's got to be the word of God. It's got to be the word of God. Let's go to Isaiah. Lord, help me to help somebody along this way. Along this way. Oh, my God. Say, search me, Lord. Turn the light from heaven on my soul. Personal. Oh, my God. I said Isaiah 43. Something to help you. Isaiah 43 and verse 9 says, let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this that show us former things, but let them bring forth their witnesses that ye may be justified, and let them hear and say it's truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant, chosen. God has chosen us. He said that ye may know and believe me. See, so this stuff where people talking about, you ain't got to believe, you know, you don't got to be no believer, and you still going to make it. No, we got to believe. You got to believe. Man going to believe in something. Man going to believe in something. And the word of God wants you to believe his word. It says right here, it says, for I have chosen it, and ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, there was no God formed. Come on now. You want to know the truth? Here it is. Neither shall there be after me. Did you hear that? He said, for I am the Lord. So Jason, I'm not your Lord. Kenneth Copeland, with the craziness of, oh, my God, that man is evil. He's wicked. Talking about blowing COVID away and, oh, my God, and then drinking blood and cutting his hand and putting it in blood in a glass and him and his and another man drinking out the same glass. Talking about blood. If that ain't demonic, what is? What is? These are demonic spirits using these so-called leaders, these false prophets. The word of God said, I am the Lord, and beside me there is no other Savior. Oh, you can't be saved no other way. He knows you. Let's go up to 7. It says, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. We were made for God's glory. You were made to do whatever you have to do. You were made to do whatever you want to do. You want me to, it's your thing, do whatever you want to do, say whatever you want to say, go wherever you want to go, and say, you know, and expect God to just agree with this mess. No. Come on, y'all.
Let's get back to the word of God. He made you for his glory. Did you just not read it? Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. And then he said, I formed him. Yea, I made him. Come on, you want to know? You didn't come from no ape. That evolution mess that Jason them throwing out now. Did you come from an ape? It was a little ape, and then it grew to another size ape, and then another ape, and then all of a sudden you was a man or a woman. Come on now. The devil ain't trying to distort that now. You ain't either a woman ain't a woman and a man ain't a man. Come on now. I think the one that made us know more about us, don't you think? Isaiah 43 and 18 said, remember ye the former things, neither consider the old. Behold, I will do a new thing. And what he's talking about, when you invite Christ in your life, behold, all things become new. That's the new that he's talking about. It says, now it shall spring up forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way of the wilderness and the rivers of the desert, and the beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons of the owls, the dragons and the owls, because I have given water in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert to drink to my people, my chosen. This people I have formed for myself. They shall show forth my praises. He made us to praise him, to worship him, to glorify him. That's what he made you for. He said he made us. Do you feel Jake made you? Even though he got the title coming to Potter's house, now he's the potter and you the clothes. He molding and making you. Yeah, molding and making y'all, shaping you the way he wants you to. And then he had a series called Shaping the Nation. Come on, y'all. We're in a better field for the Lord. They even brought in cruise ships. They had started bringing cruises in the church. I think he would once set up cruises for people to start relaxing and get your mind off of Jesus and off the word of God. And he told you the wolves were coming. Who was the wolf? Him? And y'all didn't pay attention, huh? The wolves are coming. Sure did. Wolf came and took, and you thought it was a sheep. Now look, everybody clothes off. Woman down loose is over, and we know why. They might as well be over. I mean, you look down. I mean, you look on, even walking the street, people half naked. Yeah. Because of these leaders preaching false doctrine, false teaching, leading you away and astray, telling you it's your thing, do what you want to do. No, it's God's way. His way. God's way is the best way. James ain't got no way for you but to hell. You know, he leading you to hell. The pipe playing the music and y'all following it for your soul, Kirk Franklin. And he talking about all churched out. He never had the church in him. He been humping like Michael Jackson and Prince for years. And the people was going against it, but after a while, you keep listening to something, and then after a while, you compromise, and then you compromise more, and then you look and you're gone, you know? Because all them ones what was talking against him, you know, Fred Hammond and all them, they won't even fuck Kirk Franklin. Now, look, he got them too. Don't get the devil got in their ear and turn everybody away. Because you won't stand in the word of God. The enemy can't trick you, and you won't move the old landmark when you got a solid foundation, when you're built upon a rock in and everything ain't going to come and just deter you. The wind just can't blow you here and blow you there, you know? Oh, my God. But that's what's going on in the church today. Tumbleweed. Just rolling. I mean, just wind just came by and just blew you right away. The Bible says, I soon see that you have turned to another gospel. It ain't gospel. It's not the gospel of Jesus Christ, but it's another teaching, doctrine, you know, false teaching, you know, all emerging together, emerging, the emerging church. That means everybody come together, snake worshiper,
Buddhist worshiper, Islam, you whatever, you know, Muhammad, whatever religion you want, we all just come together. We just merging together. All inclusive. Inclusiveness. Just include whatever you want to. This wasn't like this 40, 50 years ago. So why? God ain't doing a new thing in that way that he's taking his word away. His word is settled forever. You know? He said his word changed not. So if his word don't change, right? Don't change, do not change not. Then what is this? And who is it from? It's not from God. It's from the pits of hell. It's the devil. And he's trying to, you know, twist my tongue up and everything, but because he don't want this word to get out. The enemy works in the atmosphere, the principalities and the powers in the air, the airways, you know, trying to block and stop God's word because he know that we just read in Revelation that he know he's running out of time. He knows he's running out of time. But y'all know that we got a short time here. Let's go to Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, and let's see. It says in 24, it says, thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, he's our Redeemer, and he that formed us from what? The womb. Then he said we came from an eight. We didn't come, I ain't come from no eight. Came from my mother's womb. Mother's womb. And if you read Jeremiah 1 and 5, he said, I formed you. I knew you even before I formed you. And we just read that it was him that formed us. It was he that made us. Oh, my God. He said, and I am the Lord that maketh all things. He said, not just something. I made all things and stretched forth the heavens alone and spread abroad the earth for myself. He said, that frustrates the tokens of the lies. And make if diviners mad, and turn wise men backwards, and make if their knowledge foolish, that confirms the word of his servant, and performs the counsel of his messengers, that saith to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah, ye shall be built. And I will raise up the decay, the rotten places thereof. And I shall, that's a promise, that setteth to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up the rivers. Only God can do it. That saith of Seth, he is my shepherd and shall perform all my pleasures. Even saith to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built. And to the temples, the foundation shall be laid. And let's go over here to verse 12 in Psalms 45. It said, and I made the heaven, I made the earth, and created man upon it. Who? We're just trying to get back to the word of God and know who made you. Jason didn't make you. Creflo didn't make you. Juanita didn't make you. Joyce Meyer didn't make you. None of these leaders, Benny Hinn, none of them made you. You need to know who your maker is. The word of God said, I made the earth and created man upon it. Every man, the rich man, the poor man, he made them. The fat man, the skinny man, whatever. He made man. And it said, and I, even my hands, his hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. He said, I have raised him up in righteousness. Did he say righteousness or unrighteousness? Come on, y'all. He wants to do the right thing. He said, I raised them up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. Not some. He will direct your every path. Everything you need, he will direct you in the way you should go. It says, he shall build my cities, and he shall let the captives, those that's been held up and bound up and tied up and tangled up and yoked up. He said, not for a price nor a reward. So what are these preachers standing up telling 100 people, give me $100 or $1,000? How many here give me $1,000 as Juanita and all them running these money games and scams? And, you know, and Jake say, you look, use what you use to get, you know, like the somebody was a drug dealer. Turn your hustle. That's what it is. Turn your hustle into a business. Y'all ain't paying attention. I'm paying attention to everything being said. The word of God said, watch and pray. Watch and pray. That's what I'm doing. I'm watching you and I'm praying for you. And that's what we're supposed to do. The word of God says, for thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself, and formed the earth and made it. He has established it.
Who established God?
He created it not in vain, y'all. Not for nothing. It said he formed it to be inhabited, to live in. He said, I am the Lord, and there is none else. Come on, y'all, none else. So I'm telling you, all these people, y'all, thinking Manasseh and all these people, y'all, God, he like Michael Jackson, too. Oh, my God. Come on, y'all. Wake up. Take the blindness off your eyes. Unstop your deaf ears. Come on. The word of God will do that. It says, I am the Lord, and there is none else. No other God, y'all. Not with a big G. It's a plenty of those little guys. Do you know, people, God can be a house. People, God can be your car. Anything you put before God is a God. Anything you worship besides the true and living God is a God to you. But it says, and I have not spoken in secret. Look. So he ain't in no secret society. He ain't in no secret nothing, brotherhood and secret handshakes and secret nothing. Because he says right here, I have not spoken in secret in a dark place or of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. He said, I the Lord speak of righteousness. He speak of righteousness. What's right, y'all? He said, I declare things that are right. Things that are right.
You know who Jesus is. Anything that is right is righteousness. It's with Christ. Anything that's not is of the devil. The life and death is in the power of your tongue. Be careful what you say. Where you go? Yes. Anyway, I'm not going to hold you long. We're here at the Ready Church. Just want to give you a little bit of words of encouragement on today. The word of God is still a lamp unto my feet and a light unto our path. Jesus is the only way. There's not many ways, y'all. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by him. By him, Jesus. He's the answer. He's the reason for every season. You need him in winter, spring, summer, fall. You need Jesus. We need Jesus all year round. Every day of our life, we need Jesus. The devil trying to twist up my tongue. But he's still alive. I'm still gonna praise God. I'm still gonna call on his name. I'm still gonna tell you Jesus is the answer and Jesus is the way. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the only way, y'all. Get your focus back. Watch what's being said to you. Watch who's saying it in this last hour. Stick with the word of God. Read the word for yourself. Run for your life. This is your life we're talking about. Jesus soon to come. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for your word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We pray to continue to lead us and guide us in this last hour. Help us to watch as well as to pray, to stay alert in these last and evil days. We pray that you'll prick hearts, oh God, you touch minds, oh God. You are a mind regulator. I pray that people will turn their face to the wall just like Hezekiah did, God, and seek your face, oh God, and ask for forgiveness, oh God. And you will cleanse every man, woman, boy, or girl from their sin, and you will help them to be born again if they seek your face in these last and evil days. We're here at the Ready Church. Just want to help you to be ready. Ready Church. God bless you.
I got a little